It was just weird because it was like Kevin Bacon is sitting in a couch next to me. And I, you know.
Because libraries, you know, historically have been there for the community to come and as a place. And that's something that's really important, especially kind of coming out of COVID.
Welcome to Cattlecast with Capital Area District Libraries Executive Director Scott Dymstra.
Thanks for joining me for another episode of Cattlecast. If you're a high school student or a parent of one and you're wondering how to pay for college, you want to hear from our next guest. Joining me is Michelle Strez, Executive Director of Capital Area College Access Network, otherwise known as CAPCAN, to talk about the free application for federal student aid, otherwise known as FAFSA. Welcome to Cattlecast, Michelle.
Thanks, Scott. It's good to see you.
Good to see you as well. And before we talk about FAFSA, let's talk a little bit about Capital Area College Access Network. So what is the mission of Capital Area College Access Network?
Right. Well, CAPCAN is a community collaborative, and we're dedicated to increasing college readiness, participation, and completion in Ingham and Eaton counties that we serve. We partner with our high schools, with our college and universities, and with other community organizations to really help students understand and navigate the college going process. And we want families to know that when we talk about college, we are referring to any type of degree or credential that you might get after you graduate from high school. So we're not just talking about the four-year go away to college as our definition of college. And I want to make sure that we highlight the fact that CATL's been a really great partner of CAPCAN. And Scott, you serve on our board and we appreciate that.
Full disclosure. So
that's right. That's right. Conflicts of interest are out there. But more importantly, we want families to know that there are college resources, college preparation resources at the library, either at the branches or on the Michigan Electronic Library as well. So that's an important service as well as a reason why it makes sense for CATL to be involved in CAPCAN.
Oh, thank you so much. And I know we get a lot of students coming to us with questions about, you know, do you have information on how to pay for college, whether it's grants or scholarships? And so one of the big things that CAPCAN does is the FAFSA FLOCKED campaign. So what is the FAFSA FLOCKED campaign? And why should students and parents be aware of the campaign?
Sure. You can see that I have flamingos behind my head.
Yeah, very
pink. That's right. That's right. Well, this is a fun way, FAFSA FLOCK, for us to really talk about financial aid and to have a real visual reminder that it's FAFSA time. So our high school seniors are in the process, hopefully, of completing their FAFSA application with their parents. And as you said, FAFSA is the free application for federal student aid. The flamingos are mascot. We dress up dogs and cats as flamingos sometimes if you follow us on social media. We really want to have fun with this, but remind families that this is an important avenue for students to be able to access all their federal, state, and institutional aid that they might be eligible for.
Well, it's been a while and I have to dust off the cobwebs remembering the process, but I utilized FAFSA when I was going to college, and I always remember the deadlines. You know, the deadlines were very important. So what are the important deadlines that students and parents should be aware of?
Sure. Well, the priority deadline for FAFSA is in Michigan is March 1st. And that is because a lot of the government funding that you might be eligible from the federal government or the state government is first come, first serve. So if you get your application in by March 1st, you should be able to access those dollars that you're eligible for. The first thing that parents and students need to do is set up something called an FSA ID. And it's like setting up your password on Amazon, right? It's got a couple security questions, and you obviously need to put in your birth date and your social security number. So it's really important now for our seniors to ask for and then memorize their social security number. And then also parent, we need one parent to help facilitate the process and do their own FSA ID with their social security number. And the reason why that's important is because the student can link their tax information automatically to the IRS website. This has been like a game changer for us in filling out the FAFSA. And it makes it a lot easier, a lot quicker. Otherwise, you'll be sitting there typing in all of that financial information by hand. And you don't want to have to do that if you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's gotten much easier because back in my day, it was paper forms.
Exactly.
You send it away, fingers crossed, hoping everything was good. So
Right. The other couple deadlines that we want students to know about is that if you complete the FAFSA by March 1st, you will actually receive a student aid award notification from the colleges that you selected to receive your FAFSA information. And they will tell you how much money you're eligible for from that particular institution. And you usually get that around April. And that helps you make your decision then around May 1st. And you'll have to then log into your student portal. We tell students you got to start paying attention to your student emails. And accept the financial aid award that you have been offered or appeal it to ask for more assistance. And we know a lot of families are definitely doing that because of changed circumstances with COVID right now. So know that that is something you can do, but the student has to really take care of logging into their system and accepting that information from the college or university.
Sure. And I think one of the biggest steps is actually start the process. And around that, there's a lot of misunderstandings about FAFSA. Like, my parents make too much money for me to qualify, or another family member didn't qualify, so I won't. So how can students navigate their questions and learn more about the facts of FAFSA?
Right. Well, first of all, you should never assume that you make too much money to qualify for something. So most colleges and universities will use the FAFSA to also determine what money they are giving students. And that includes merit money, so for your GPA, but also additional need-based money. Most students are eligible for work study. So that's something that we encourage all students to select on the form. And that means you get a subsidized job on campus that you have to apply for. But all that money then is yours for your, you know, typical living expenses of a college student, to buy your shampoo, to buy your books, to pay your rent, things like that. So that's really important. And then lastly, FAFSA often will allow you to be eligible for scholarships. So in Michigan in particular, we have quite a few scholarships, but the one that we tell families about the most is something called the Tuition Incentive Program. And if your child has been on Medicaid while they are in middle school through high school, they are likely eligible for this Tuition Incentive Scholarship. And they have to fill out the FAFSA in order to be able to access that scholarship. And then lastly, some other private scholarships also require that you complete a FAFSA. For example, the Lansing Promise, you have to fill out the Lansing Promise application, but you also have to fill out the FAFSA application because Lansing Promise is a last dollar scholarship. So it's only awarded if you don't receive other funding sources or your funding sources don't give you all the money you need for college, and Lansing promises that scholarship of last dollar.
You covered a lot of information about FAFSA. Is there any other recommendations for students or parents?
Well, mostly don't do this process alone. That's why we are here. CAPCAN offers a variety of opportunities for you to get help. First of all, we have college advisors in 14 high schools in Ingham and Eaton counties that are trained to assist with financial aid. We also work with all of our higher ed partners in their financial aid offices to come in and do workshops and do FAFSA completion activities, both during school and in the evening. So we try to make it convenient for both the student and for the parent to work through the process. And then lastly, you can always send us an email at collegequestions@capcan.org and set up an appointment with an advisor, talk to me and my staff, or give us a call or send us a message on social media, and we will be happy to facilitate you getting the help that you need.
Oh, fantastic. And We always like to end, this is a library podcast, so we always like to end with a library type question. So is Michelle, is there anything that you've read, that you've watched, that you've listened to? Could be fun, doesn't have to be work related.
Sure.
That you've listened to or read or watched that you would recommend to someone?
Yeah, well, I am obsessed with PBS, so I watch a lot of Masterpiece Theater.
And oh,
I
love
it. Yeah. Been watching All Creatures Great and Small, but I also got the collection of the books for Christmas. So I've started reading the books as well. So if you're into family-friendly TV / reading, All Creatures Great and Small is a great series and about animals and just, you know, really lovely people in England if you're in Anglophile like I am. So
I love it. Great recommendation. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us and for kind of helping us guide us through all of the information related to FAFSA.
I'm happy to do so. And I also forgot to mention that there's money out there for adults to go back to college right now, too. So if any of our adults are listening and they are interested in the Reconnect Scholarship, they can contact us or go to Lansing Community College / Reconnect and you can get more information.
Oh, great. Great. And joining us today was Michelle Stress. She is the executive director of the Capital Area College Access Network. Again, as she mentioned, they do great work. If you're thinking about college, planning for college, please go check out their website. And as always, thank you just so much for joining us on CattleCast.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the CattleCast podcast and share it with a friend.
Hey, it's Dee Dee in the Morning with Dee Dee's weekly download from Capital Area District Libraries. This week's title is Get a Life, Chloe Brown by Talia Hibbert. Chloe's trying to step out of her comfort zone despite chronic illness, while Red has run from the world after an abusive relationship. The trust issues are abundant, but so is the humor and the heart in this first of the Brown Sisters series. To stream or download this or other featured titles, just visit cadl.org/Dee.
Stax 92.1.